This is Matt Wells at UN News. Well, despite tremendous efforts, an Ebola outbreak in the northeast of the Democratic Republic of the Congo, DRC, has yet to be fully contained, due in part to difficulties accessing parts of the region where conflict is raging. The outbreak in North Kivu, which started in August, has so far seen 161 confirmed and probable cases and 106 deaths. So far, more than 13,700 people have been vaccinated. The UN Security Council is currently in the DRC, and the World Health Organization, WHO, says the situation is precarious, with rising insecurity, community mistrust, and more cases threatening to cross the border. The UN's peacekeeping mission in the country, MONUSCO, has played a key role in helping to contain the outbreak from day one, as David Gressley, MONUSCO Deputy Chief, told Cristina Silveiro of UN News.
Well, we're using our large capacity to provide logistic support and security support to help the response to this epidemic. I think what's important to note in any Ebola epidemic is the fact that you need to respond as quickly as possible to contain it before it spreads to multiple locations. That's why we really want to apply our capabilities, which are probably the strongest in the country logistically, to help the health workers, the technicians who are involved with this, to get out and get on to their job as quickly as possible. So we've done that now in Beni. We did this before this year in Bandaka, and we did it last year in Luarwele province, where there was an epidemic last year. So this is the third time we've made this kind of contribution, which has been well appreciated, I have to say, by the Ministry of Health.
What specific assets does MONUSCO have that other UN actors don't and that have been helpful during the anti-Ebola fight? You mentioned transportation. Are there any others?
Well, we have a very large mission. I mean, it's largely a military mission. So we have heavy lift cargo aircraft, passenger aircraft, but we also have other logistic means such as vehicles. So what we did this time, when the epidemic was announced, we immediately, on the 1st of August, we immediately reached out to the Minister of Health, and he and I traveled together to the epicenter the following day. And we've gone further to build an emergency operations center where there are hundreds of people working on this from the Ministry of Health, from the United Nations, from local NGOs. So we provided office accommodations so that they could work effectively. We provided operational camps outside in places like Mandina and elsewhere so that they could be deployed on the ground to do treatments, the vaccinations, et cetera. They also need transport to follow contacts, so we provide over 40 vehicles for that purpose.
Now, you mentioned that MONUSCO got involved as of day one. Does MONUSCO continue to participate daily in regular meetings with national authorities and UN actors to plan the fight against Ebola?
Absolutely. As I said, we did set up the Emergency Operations Center. This is led by the Ministry of Health, supported by WHO. But we participate daily in the planning of operations with our partners, with the Ministry of Health, both on the logistics side and increasingly on the security side, because it is an insecure area.
Now, you mentioned security concerns and the fact that MONUSCO has been providing escorts to the UN country team and national authorities. Does that happen on a regular basis with every mission that they carry out? What is MONUSCO's contribution in the face of these security concerns?
Well, it doesn't necessarily happen on every mission. It depends on the security threat analysis. All of us have sent up additional security teams up there to better understand the security threat specifically for this response. But where we identify a specific threat, then we will apply different measures according to the threat. But it could be an escort. It could be we just secure a zone so people can work inside that zone. We might just fly people to overfly the security threat. So there are different ways of doing that, and each threat is judged on its own. And we find solutions for each one so that we can overcome those security problems so that we can continue to support the response.